Yan daf vov med alef. Let us just quickly go over the machlokes beishami and beisilo, so we'll have a hemshech the gemara we're going to learn tonight. Beishami oimim hariyesh tei kesef, and the chagige is moechad. Tana rabbono beishami oimim hariyesh tei kesef, a chagige mo kesef. Sharia oile kula legavoya. Ria has a maile that it's kula legavoya. Mashain came bechagige, that is a shlomim. For oid motzino, that's a svore, that a korban oilo is more choshev than a korban shlomim. So therefore, the price that one spends for an oilo should be more than the price one spends for a shlomim. For oid motzino ba'atzeres, we find by the korbanos in shvuah sheriba b'makoso ba'oilos yoisami b'shlomim. There are more oilos than shlomim, so that also shows the chashivas of oilos over shlomim. Beisil olaimim hariyah mo kesef hachagiga shtei kesef. Shachagiga yeshna lifnei hadibo. Before matan teire, they were makriv hachagiga, they were makriv hashlomim. Masha'en kein beriyah, there weren't oilos before matan teire. So this alone is machshiv, the korban chagiga that it was before matan teire. Tochig li ba midbo ostaka chagiga. So we see that there's a chashivas of a chagiga. Ve'oid motzinu b'nesiyim sheribe ben akosu v'shlomim yaisami ba'ilis. We find by the korbanos of the nesiyim there were more shlomim than oilis. So we see a chashivas of shlomim over oilis. Ubeisilo my time loy omri ki beishame de ka omri riyadifa de oila kula le gavoya. Why weren't Beisilo noches to the svar of beishamai, that is achshivis of oilais over shlomim because an oila is kula le gavoya? So Beisilo says, adarabe chagiga difa de isbo shtei achilis. So he mentioned yesterday from the Sfas Emes that since here there is necessary to have two achilas, so therefore more money should be spent for the chagiga than for the oila. Udeka amret neilef meyatzeres. The second svara beishamai we learn out from shvuis, which we see there also that there was a chshivis of oilas over shlomim. Donim kol ben yochid mikol ben yochid vein donim kol ben yochid mikol mitzi. But that's a different sug. By Kabonis Yochid, there we see that Shlomim are more choshev than Oilus, and that was the Raya from the Nasi. Ubeishamai maitaimu loy omri ki beisilu. Now the Gemara is svakelt. Why didn't Beishamai say like beisilu? The komri chagigi go adifa de yeshna lifne hadibo. So they answered, Riya nami yeshna lifne hadibo. There was Kolban Oilus also there. Before the diba, there were makrib oilos and shlomim. It was taka kolban riyu vayerso lekim. So it's a kolban riyu. So the maile Beis Hillel says that existed by a chigige that existed was shlomim. There were oilos also. Riyaname yeshne lifnei adiba. Udekamret neilef minesiyim. We should learn now from the nesiyim. Don in dover hanoyig ledoyres midover hanoyig ledoyres. That we learn out. Therefore, we'll learn out from Atzeres. The mice of the Nesias was a dover hanoig l'shov. So we cannot learn out a dover hanoig l'deiris from a dover hanoig l'shov. Ubeis hilo, maish no chagiga de yeshni lefnei hadibo, dechsi vayizbuch uzvochim shlomim. Now let's Tamazi understand Beis Hillel. They said there's a chshivas of chagige, of shlomim, because they were before matan teire, riyah nami yaksiv ayalo oilos. So the Gemara answers, kasavri Beis Hillel, oilo sheikrivu Yisrael ba'midbar oilos tomet havoy. That doesn't fall into the category of what we are speaking about. We're speaking about karbonis which are brought mizman lizman. And that oila was an oila stomach, which is brought every day, so that's a different category in Gansen. But from the Kobonis, which are boim is man less man, so there we see that Achigiga was unique. That was before the Kaidam Adibu. So therefore, the Chagiga should be Shteikes. Ubei Shamai Sovri, Oyla Shikrivi Yisrael Bamidbo, Oyla Sriya Boy. They hold, no, it was an Oyla Sriya. So therefore, so Beis Shammai Taina to Beis Hillel, I don't see any chshivis of Chagiga over here. Just like there was Shlomim Kaidem Adibo, there was an Oyles Riyah also Kaidem Adibo. This is what we learned last night. Omar Rabbi. So now, we have here a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if the Oyles, that they were makriv Kaidem Adibo, if it was an Oyles Tomid, or if it was an Eilas Riyah. Beis Shammai holds it was an Eilas Riyah, and Beis Hillel holds it was an Eilas Tomit. Omar Rabbi, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yishmoel, Rabbi Lezer, Kulo Svirlu, Eilo, Sheikrivu, Yisrael, Bamidbo, Eilas Riyah, Haboy. Beis Hillel, Rabbi Kive, Rabbi Yisi Aglili, Kulo Svirlu, Eilo, Sheikrivu, Yisrael, Bamidbo, Eilas Tomit, Haboy. Beis Shammai ho da amor. Beis Shammai is, we mentioned already, Beis Shammai holds that it was an Eilas Riyah. Let us see Rashi. Eilas Riyah voy, al shem vayechzu esalikim. So it was an Eilas Riyah. That's what Beis Shammai holds. Before we go into the sugi, let's just learn these two taisvis on the omen. Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Lezer, v'ein lahakshes v'shofki Beis Hillel v'ovdi ki Beis Shammai. We have here Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Lezer hold like Beis Shammai that it was an Eilas Riyah. It's machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Alei Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel ein no mishne. So what is hakib shat in this? V'yishloimer desvir elohu leinechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'dovah. So they hold it never was such a machlekes. In this Nekude, if it was an Eilas Riyah or an Eilas Tamin. Beis Shammai hoda amor. Veleka la'akshuye minnole de'islahu Eilas Riyah havoy. So now, Taisvis asks a beautiful kasha. How do we know that Beis Shammai holds that it was an Eilas Riyah? Dilme la'olam svirelahu oilas tamit. Maybe Beis Shammai also holds it was an oilas tamit. V'taima ditu odiflahu. That means like this. Beis Hillel brought a raya that a shlomim is more choshuv than an oila, because a shlomim was kaidem adibo, and an oila wasn't kaidem adibo. That's what Beis Hillel said. So could be, Beis Shammai is also Moide, that from there you see a Maila of Shlomim over Oilo. That is true. But I'll show you in other places, there's a Maila of Oilo over Shlomim. So you show me one place, I'll show you another place. So Maila, and maybe Beis Shammai holds that Fakir, that my Heichoch is a better Heichoch than your Heichoch. We see over there there's a mile of Shlomim over Oila, but I'm bringing you eyes that there's a mile of Oila over Shlomim. And Taisus proves you could say this. The Hochi Mashme, the Gemara seems to say what I'm saying. Mideboi my time eloi omar beisilu kebosayu. The Gemara asks Akasha, why doesn't Beis Hillel hold like Beis Shammai? So what do you mean, why doesn't Beis Hillel hold like Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel is the answer, that you can learn out Yochid from Rabbim, and I don't hold that Kulei L'Gavoy is better, Shtei Achilles is better. Why does Beis Hillel have to say this? I have a raya that Shlomim is better than Oila, because they were Makrib Shlomim Kaidem Adibo. What is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? So you see from the Gemara's Kasha that if Beis Hillel would not Besoysel, the limud of Beishamai, there's a kasha, my time in Beisilom with Beishamai. I Beisilil has a rai, but maybe Beishamai's rai is a better rai than your rai. That means we can live with your rai and still hold like Beishamai. So therefore, Taisvis asks, so what's the rai that Beishamai does not hold like Beisilil that it was an Eilus Tomit? Could be it was an Eilus Tomit, but I'll pick it, notes his rai is better. So Taisvis says, "Hai lav milsi." That is not true. It's no raya. The miboile. There, the Gemara asked, "Amai loy komri beis hilu oilos oilas rie ki beis shamay." Pshat in the Gemara's kasha is a different kasha. It's a difficult Taisvis. The Sfas Emes wants to say a beautiful pshat in Taisvis. The Sfas Emes says as follows: that if I see in a place that Shlomim has a mila over Oilus, let's say Beisil holds that we find Koidem Adibo, there was a mitzvah of Shlomim, there wasn't a mitzvah of Oilus, that's an Oilus Tomit, that's a different category. So we see a mila of Shlomim over Oilus. Now, the Gemara asked the Kasha, Beisil, why didn't you hold like Beis Shammai? Now what did Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai said, I found a mila of oilis over Shlomim. So what was pshat in the Gemara's kasha? So the Sfas Emes says pshat in the Gemara's kasha was as follows. That is true, there's a mila of Shlomim over oilis, but we see there's a mila of oilis over Shlomim. So what should be? Do you know what should be? They should be equal. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Beis Hillel my time loy omri ki Beis Shammai, that if you hold that the Shlomim are shtei kesef, so the oilis should also be shtei kesef. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. That means if you see a mila someplace, that's a mila. You can't look away from that mila. That the Gemara asked on Beis Hillel, but there's a mila in oilis also. So that's what Taisha says. The miboile amaila komi Beis Hillel oilis riye ke Beis Shammai. The oilis riye should also be shtei kesef. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that Takish Shlomim is a mile, but Eila also is a mile. So therefore, they should be equal. That was Pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So Mamela Sotaisva says, so if Beis Shammai would hold, like Beis Hillel, that there's a mile of Shlomim over Eilis, he could never say that the Chagig is more Kesef, and the Eilis are Shtei Kesef, because the Chagig also is a mile, because it was Kaidem Adibo. So that's why the Gemara held claw that Beis Shammai holds, that there were also Eilis Kaidem Adibo. So Memele, so Satsumar said, Beis Shammai hold Amon, Beis Shammai has to hold, that there were Eilis Riyah, the Eilis which were existent were Eilis Riyah. Now we're going to bring other Tanoim who hold like Beis Shammai, that it was an Eilis Riyah. Rabbi Yishmoel de Sanya. Where do we see that Rabbi Yishmoel held that it was an Eilis Riyah? We learned in Abaraisa, Rabbi Yishmoel Oimer, Klolois Nemru Besinai. When the Rabbeinu Shalom told mitzvahs b'Sinai, he only said klolis. The Rabbeinu Shalom was not mefaret protim. Only generalities were taught. Uprotois ba'oyel moed. But the protei alochis were nemru ba'oyel moed. Let us see. Let's just go a little further. But Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Klolois uprotois nemru b'Sinai. When the halachas were mentioned in Sinai, they were mentioned with all the protim. V'nishnu b'oyel moyed, they were repeated b'oyel moyed. V'nishtalshu b'arvis moyed, and they were a third time repeated b'arvis moyed. Now let us first see Rashi to understand what the machleikis Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kivis. Klolois nemru b'Sinai, Rabbi Shmuel holds, harbei dvorim nemru stumim b'Sinai. There are many things which are said stumim, sheloi nisparshu kol tzolchon, that they weren't explained. There was no pirish. Upirish loy la'ache shehu kema mishkon bo'il moed. After the akomes ha'mishkon, they were explained. Sharei loy nisparshu shom. Before Bahar Sinai, it wasn't as parish Hilchas Avoide Kechol Atzorich, All the halachas were not nisparish. Ela mizbeach adoma tasali. Bezavachta olav es eilei secha ve'esh shalomecha. That's it. You should make a mizbeach and you should shecht an oila. B'lai pirish matin demeim. There was no explanation how the matin domim are. Hef sheitam. V'nituchem shel oilas. V'akrovesimurim shel shlomim. It just was given a generality. You have the need a mizbeach for oilas and shlomim. But the protei akrov of oilas and shlomim was not specified and not explained b'sinai. Uprotes ba'oil moyed, mishuhu kama mishkon, v'dibar ime me'ala kapoires, shampirish le hakosuv, k'dersiv, v'yikra al moyshe, v'yedaber shamelo me'oil moyed, leimoyel, v'sefer teres koyenim, v'ayne v'yikra, nisparshu kol hilchis kolben, v'chein dvorim halbe. That is what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rab Akiva holds, no, the protest was said b'Sinai, v'nishnu pamshenis, v'chol ma'shenemar kan, whatever is mentioned in Vayikra, after that comes HaMishkan, nemar kan, was also said by Sinai, v'afo pishaloi nichta, even though it wasn't recorded then. But whatever was said now was said before also, the Nishtal Shabavas Moyev Mipi Moishali Yisrael, they were repeated again, Shanema Beva Yardim Beretz Moyev Hayom Moishe Beir Esatoy Razois. Period. So we have here a Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kive, if Bishas, B'Sinai, if there were Nemru the Protes. The Isal Kedaitoch, so the Gemara asks, Visal Kedaitoch, Oilo sheikrivo Yisrael bamidbar, oilas tomit avoy. If you'll say that the oila they were makriv in the midbar was an oilas tomit, now how were they makriv this oilas tomit? They were never given specific instructions how to be makriv the tomit. They were unaware. They didn't have hefshet and nituach. They didn't know how the matan domim were. So how were the oilas nikriv al kochoch shalai kilchos? Because there weren't any halachas given. V'isal kedaitoch oilo sheikrivo Yisrael bamidbo oilas tomid havoi. Mi'ika midi, so it comes out there were two types of oilas. The mikore leiboi hefshit v'nituach lepsoif boi hefshit v'nituach. Now, we have to understand what is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, you can say it was an oilas tamid, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, this oilas tamid is very different than the oilas which were nikrav after HaKamas HaMishkan. And it can't be. And if it wasn't an oilas tamid, so what is the difference? If it was an oilas riyat, so what's the difference? It also was different than the oilas that were nikrav later. What is the difference if it's an oilas tamid or an oilas riyah? Let us see, there's a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. So Rashi says, V'sal kedaitach oilas sinai oilas tamid avoy, v'choivas hadoirois mipi agvure. That means this was a choive to be makhiv shlomim. Mi'ika midi, that it should be, The first Tamidim looked like this. The later Tamidim had a different surah. That doesn't make sense. Ela vadai oilas riya havoi. Some of these oilas were oilas riya. Umei eilehem hikrivum. Sarashi adds three words. That these oilas were nikrav mei eilehem. It wasn't an oila with a tzivui. That means the kash of the Gemara was, if the Rabbi Nishlom would give a tzivui, it's not mistavel that by Matan Torah, the oila's tomid was like this, and later the oila's tomid was like this. That's not oila la das. But if it's an oila's riyah, if I care, this oila was b'chlau not a tzivui of the Rabbi Nishlom, Klal Yisrael did it on their own accord, very nice. How were they makrevit? How they felt to be makrevit? There was no halachis. So mameli kenes kakasha, or these oilas were done without hefshet, the oilas later are done with hefshet. There's a tremendous difference between these two oilas. The oilas that were before Matan Torah were oilas me'aleihem. The oilas after Matan Torah, the oilas after Matan Torah The Eilus after Matan Torah, so the Rizwa Eilus Apitziva. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis did not learn like that. Taisvis held that whatever these Eilus were, there was Ichal Pitzivoy. It wasn't Me'aleihem. So now we have a big problem. So what is Abaye saying? Abaye is saying, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to say it was an Eilus Riyah, because an Eilus Tamid, how could you have it that before the Eilus Tamid was one way, afterwards the Eilus Tamid was Nikrab differently? It doesn't make sense. So, and if it's an Eilus Riyah, it also doesn't make sense. Before, the Tzivui of Eilus Riyah was without Hafshet, afterwards the Tzivui is with Hafshet. What is the difference? That problem is bothering Taisvis. So Taisvis says, Dafkes Eilus Tamid Kami Boile, Mishum de Iker Hafshet Ksiv Begufe, Avon Me Eilus Rie Afogav de Emesu de Tuna Hafshet, Leikoshele Midi Kiven de Lav Begufe Ksiv. Now, this is a difficult Taisvis, but I just like to say how the Tori Evan learns Pshat and Taisvis, and to explain it to the best of my abilities. The Tori Evan says like this. There's one problem that the statement that Taisvis says, Mishum de Iker Hefshit Ksiv Begufei, the Iker Hefshit says by Eilus Atomit, which this is Akasha, it's not true. The Iker Hefshit says by Eilus Nadov in the beginning of Ayikra. But let's forget about that, Kasha. The Tori Evan says, because in that parish of Eilus Nedove is Merumez, Eilus Tamid also. Fine. So Memele, so we can understand the Taisvis. So I think Taisvis is saying as follows, that if the Torah found it important that in the parish of Eilus Tamid, it should be written the halacha of Hefshet, that means the halacha of Hefshet was written the parsha of Eilus Tamid, so it would seem that that's an intricate part of a Tamid, that a Tamid has to have Hefshet mitua, because the Torah wrote the halacha by Eilus Tamid. Then it's not mistava that there were two types of Eilus Tamid. It was an Eilus Tamid without Hefshet and an Eilus Tamid with Hefshet. If the Torah felt it important that the Hilchas Hefshet should be written by an Eilus Tamid. Masha Ein came by Eilus Rie, even though now halachically we need Hefshet, but since the Torah did not specify this halacha by Eilus Rie, so it could be so. Before there was an Eilus Rie without Hefshet, now there's an Eilus Rie with Hefshet. That's how I think the Turi Eben learns Pshat and Taisvis. Let us go further. Rabbi Lezer de Sanya. Now we're going to bring Rabbi Lezer also holds that the Oila was an Oilas Riyah. De Sanya Oilas Tomid Ho'asuyo Bahar Sinai. The Pasuk says Oilas Tomid Ho'asuyo Bahar Sinai. So Rabbi Lezer Oimer Asuya does not mean literally that it was Nikrav Bahar Sinai. No, Asuya means Maiseho Nemro Besinai. How it should be Nikrav was Nema Besinai. Vihi Atzmo Loikovo. But they never were Makriv an Oilo Besinai. So we see close that Rabbi Lazar says that they weren't makriv atomid besinai. Asuya means maiseho nemru besinai. What does Rashi say? The atzma loikova, the oila shekrivu, apchoiris, oila sriya have. So kaponim, we see Rabbi Lazar says close that the never was nikrav an oila besinai. Rabbi Kiva Oima, Rabbi Kiva says, Kolva, they were makriv. Now, Rabbi Kiva was from the ones that held that he holds like Beisilo, that they were makriv on Eilus Tamid. So Rabbi Kiva learns, Hasuya, it means Kolva, they were makriv then on Eilus Tamid. Vishuv loy posko. And from then on, they continuously were makriv the Tomid. So Mamela, now with Akabonim, we see Rabbi Kiva holds that they were then makriv a Tomid. So, and that what Rabbi Kiva says, they were makriv it, and they continuously continued being makriv a Tomid. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Kiva, this is like a Maimer Amuska, Elamani Mekayim, the Posik says, the Novi Tainis, the Klal Yisrael, Hazvochim Umincho Higashtem Li Bamidbor Aboim Shono Beis Yisrael. The Posik says, were you Makriv Zvochim and Mincha the 40 years you were in the Midbor? So what is the question? They sure were. Rabbi Kiva says, Shuv Lei Posik, every day they were Makriv Atomit. So what's shot in this Posik? So the Gemara says, Shiftoi shall Levi shaloi ovdu avaydezore hein hikrivu oiso. That what Rabbi Kiva said, that the Tomid was nikra b'chol yoim v'yoim, that wasn't from Klal Yisrael, that was from Shevet Levi, who did not din avaydezore. Let us see Rashi. Amani mekayim azvochim uminchi gashtam li bamidbo lo shenteimo umashmish leikrivu lefi shenizufim hoyu. They were in a matzav of nezifa, the Rabbi Yishlom did not want their kabonis. So the morense shiftei shel levi hikrivu ho mishelohem. Let us elaborate a little on this gemara. The Rishash wants to be medayik from Rashi and from our Gemara, that the Gemara means to say as follows. Klal Yisrael won Nizufin from the Chayta Egel. Where do we see Chayta Egel? Because the Gemara differentiates between Shevet Levi and Klal Yisrael, that they won Oiv the Avodah Zarah. So Kolchoch, so we're speaking about that the Nizufin was not from the Chayta Meraglim, the Nazifa was from the Chet HaEgel. And with this, he asks Akasha on a Taisvis in Yevomis. Taisvis in Yevomis asks, there the Gemara says they won the Zufim. The Gemara says they won the Zufim. So Rashi says from the Chet HaEgel. And Taisvis says, no, the Chet HaEgel says, Salachtik et Varecha. They weren't the Zufim from that. They won the Zufim from the Chet HaMeraglim. That's what Taisvis says. So the Rishash has two kashes on Taisvis. Number one, he says, from our Gemara, it would seem that they were Nezufim from the Cheta Egel, because that was the Maila of Shevet Levi, number one. And number two, he says he doesn't understand Taisvis kashe. His Salachtik et Varecha was said by the Cheta Meraglim, not by the Cheta Egel. So he doesn't understand what Taisvis is asking. That's a moira de kikashe. Na agavuche, I just like, a maimer hamuzker, there's a whole tumul. When salachtik et vorechel was said, Rashi in Chumash brings down Parshas Ekev, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Olo the third time, there was Chodesh Elo, and he was Yoyred, Yoyim HaKippurim, Rabbi Yishlom told him, Salachtik et Varecha. Salachtik et Varecha was said Yom Kippur. And Siv Sechachom and Mizana, Rabbeinu Bachai and Necheskuni, that Ustaki said Yom Kippur. It was said for the Chet HaEgel. It was said for the Chet HaEgel. It's brought down by the Meraglim. Pshat is Fakel. Then I was Seleach by the Chet HaEgel. But now I won't be Seleach. That's pshat in the posik. So then I was salachtik et borecha by the Chet HaEgel, but not by, so that's some of pshat in Taisvus that Taisvus asks on Rashi. Al kaponim, so let us just get back to the sugya. Rabbi Kiva had said they were makriv kiseider tmidim. They were makriv kiseider tmidim. So the Gemara asked Akashim, they started from before Matan Torah, and they were makriv keseder. So the Gemara is Takash, the Pasuk says, they weren't makriv all 40 years. So Rabbi Kiva says, Shevet Levi was makriv. And Rashi says, Mishelohem. So it would seem from Rashi that this wasn't a Kolben Tzibo. It wasn't a Kolben Tzibo, because if they were Makir Mishalahem, so it's not a Kolben Tzibo. There was a Kolben Tom, that means Klal Yisrael. And the Mori Mesoda says a vote. He says, by Kolben Tomid, it says, the Noyadity. It seems one of the Haftoches of a Kolben Tomid is that, it says, v'noyadeti, that there will be a yield. The b'mitzvah, the t'midim, k'si v'noyadeti shomo, u'muchach sheloi b'shas yield ein makrivim. If there's no v'noyadeti, and they were b'nezife, so me'mele, then there's no union of kolben tomid. So Taka wasn't the Kolben Tomid, which we know as the Kolben Tzibah. Rabbi Kiva never meant that the Kol, he just said a Kolben Tomid was Nikrav every day. Till then there were no Zuf, so it was a Kolben Tzibah. After they became the Zufim, so it wasn't a Kolben Tzibah, it was a Kolben that Shevet Levi brought each day. But our Koponim, we see Klor, Rabbi Kiva holds that the Kolben, that they were makriv, Bahar Sinai was a Kolben Tomid, and that is like Beis Hillel. Let us see Taisvis. Afal Gav, Rabbi Kiva, Afal Gav de Bechamishi Bono Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was built, Bechamishi Besivin, Buloi Nitna Teure Ad Sinai till Shavuos. Obodorish me oise sho, asuya basina means before matan teure. Denema maseho besinai, when the maisim were mentioned besinai, could receive oilas tomid asuya basinai. So memele, so it's even before matan teure. Uman de loidorishai, the one that holds that they were not makriv, the tomid, from then on. So what is that kibshat hasuya bar Sinai? Mukilo da oilo to une keli. So he learns pshat in the posik, v'chem perish Rashi bin muke chumish, hasuya bar Sinai. Rashi says in chumish, if you hold that they were not makriv, the tomid them, so oilas tomid, the oilas tomid, you are makriv now, should have the halachis like the oila ha'asuya ba'har Sinai. Just like the oila suya ba'har Sinai, there was kalim, there were agonis, so the oila's tomid also has to have agonis. So that's pshat in ha'asuya, oila's tomid is like the ha'asuya ba'har Sinai. B'sifri dorish lo shenasas ba'har Sinai, koydim l'toyr, v'ayne b'chemishi shebona mizbeach. Al Koponim, we have here now Shitas Rabbi Kiva, that holds that it was a Tomid, or Makiv the Tomid. Beis Hillel, now the Gemara is going to go on Abaye's memory. Beis Hillel, Hodamor, Beis Hillel answered that only Chagige was Koidim Adibur, because the Eir was the Eir's Tomid. There's a different Sugiyah answer. Yeah, Rabbi Kiva on Amidah Moron. Rabbi Kiva says that there was a Tomid before. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Desanye. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer. Sholosh Mitzvahs Nitztavu Yisrael Ba'aloisom L'Regel. There were three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael Nitztavu Ba'aloisom L'Regel. Riya V'Chagiga V'Simcha. Yesh beriye shein b'shtei riye zamayle that the other two don't have. Yesh b'chagige shein b'shtei. Yesh b'simche shein b'shtei. Now he starts explaining. Yesh beriye shein b'shtei shehariya oile kulo ligavoye. Ariye zoile ligavoye ma shein kein b'shtei. Yesh b'chagige ma shein b'shtei shechagige yesh na lifnei hadibu ma shein b'shtei. Yesh besimcha mashein b'shteyem. So here we see, what is the mile of chagiga? The chagiga was lifnei hadibo, mashein b'shteyem. So you see that oilas riye was not lifnei hadibo. So he holds like Beis Hillel that it was an oilas tomid, not an oilas riye. So we see Klo that it basically holds like Beis Hillel.
יש בשמחה מה שאין בשתיים, שהשמחה נהגס באנושים ובאנושים מה שאין בשתיים. Let us see Rashi. Simcha, what is Simcha? Afhem shalmi Simcha. Im ein loi boso shlomim shal neder u nedova shnis nadev kol ashona. The person does not have nedor me nedovit, shemevien beregel, he doesn't have that. Buloi maisa beheime, maybe shlomim mishaloi, so then he brings shlomim, this was shalmi Simcha, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. Oymi mois meise, sheini shaloi, lius loi habosso le soiva, shein simcha sachagele beboso. Shechagiga yeshna lifnei hadibu, oysan shlomim, sheikrivu abchoyrois, the shlomim that they were makriv, af alpi shaloi beregel ikrivum, even though they weren't, it wasn't a regel, abachagiga nikro, שבהם נסקיים ויחויגו לי במדבו, שנם לא במצרים. So, חגיגה was קוידם הדיבו. So, we see that ריה was not קוידם הדיבו. So, it wasn't an אילס ריה. השמחה נרגס בנושם, דוחסיב, ושמחתו, עתו ויסחו, מה שאין כן בשתיים, מצפיסס ששזמן גרומים, והכוסב לריבו אויסו. Let us see Yesh b'simche she'ein b'shteim. So our Gemara says, what is yesh b'simche she'ein b'shteim? Because simche is noig b'noshim, and shteim are not noig b'noshim. The Rishash and the Chazaynish, and the Marei Meisode, they make a grais in Tosfos, and with this they solve many problems which the Turiyev and the Rabbi Kivege had. So let us just learn the Tosfos smoothly the way they make the guys. Ubeteisefte garsinam. So the Teisefte, it says another chilik between, another chilik between simche and what simche has, what the others don't have. Besefte garsine, sha simche noye kol shive. The mitzvah of simche is kol shive. V'loy b'shteyim. But chagige and riyah is not noye kol shiva. What does that mean? Because simcha is a mitzvah every day to have shalmei simcha. By riyah and chagige, it's only one day you bring a noye l'sriyah. One day you bring a noye l'sriyah, one day you bring a chagige. That's what the Tosefta says. U'shmaitze shalonu d'loy goris lei. So what's pshat? Why doesn't our sugya demand this chilik? This is a beautiful chilik. That the simcha is called is noy kol shiva, and this is not noy kol shiva. Svirale the gam beinach yeshlam tashlumim. Since there's tashlumim kol shiva, so also it falls into the category that these are noy shiva. And this is noy shiva every day. This is noy shiva if he wasn't mashlumim. But al kaponim, both of them have the mila of shiva. Period. So Mamela, that's why the Tosefta held that this is a mile of simcha over the others, and our sugya did not feel this is such a mile. Period. But loyko ma yesh b'shtayim shetzrichin shir, ma she'ein kein b'simcha. Now Tosefta says, l'chayra, I have another combination over here. Chigige, there's a shir, mor kesef, shtay kesef, riyah, there's a shir. Simcha, there's no shir. So why didn't the Baraisa speak about this combination? Lekoma yesh b'shteim shetzrichin shir ma she'en kein b'simcha. The eima av b'simcha yesh lo shir. Could be simcha, there's also a shir. So Tosfos is mesupik if there's a shir. Tosfos did not know. That means even though Tosfos did not find any mocking in shas, that there's a shir, there's so much a person has to eat of shalmei simcha, how much meat the person has to eat. But maybe there is a shir. Some amela say you can't say this. Umiyu balav hachiniche, deloy nochis lemisne haklola kedefrishis lael, hakchume ba'acha she'im b'shtayim. That means the braise is, the pattern of the braise is yesh be'echod ma she'im b'shtayim. that in each one there's a yesh bechad mashem b'shtayim. This pattern of yesh b'shtayim mashem bechad b'chlal, he wasn't noches to be mefaretit. So it could be it's true, could be lamaise, there is no shir by simcha, but he's not mefaret these cheshbonos. Lahochi loichoshiv, and therefore, there's another kash that's for emphat. Shteyam eino boim mikol dovo, ma she'en keim b'simcha, shebo mikol dovo. The Daxametaisvis means that Rie and Chagige is only bo minachulin. You can't bring maise beheime. You can't bring something that was bought for mois maise sheni. It's bo minachulin. Ma she'en ken simche shebo mikol dovo. The chumrei d'shtayim loy kachoshev. So the reason he didn't mention this is because fakert. The pattern he is saying is the yesh be'echad ma she'en b'shtayim, not sheyesh b'shtayim ma she'en be'echad. Let us go further. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Shmuel, my time ke mukmes leike beishama." Now let's go back on the first maimer of Abaya. Abaya said, "Rabbi Shmuel holds like beishama because Rabbi Shmuel holds that the klolos were nemre besinai and the protos were not nemre besinai. So if it would have been an oilas tamid, how could you say that the oilas tamid was nikrav?" Before, without Hefshit, and after, with Hefshit, that's sicha not mistabak. So mistami held there was an eilus riyah. Rabbi Shmuel, my time, it kamuk misleike beishamai. The svara was, isal kedaitach, eilus shekrivi yisol bamid ba eilus tomid aboi, meike midi de mikore leiboi Hefshit mituach, lepsoi boi Hefshit mituach. So Tzirigmore asks, for Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yosi Glili, the Oma Oila Shekrivo Yisrael ba Midbar Oilas Tomit Havoi. Rabbi Yosi Aglili held that it was an Oilas Tomit because we heard Rabbi Yosi Glili said before that Chagige has more than the other two because Chagige was Kaidem Adiba. So we see clear that the Oila was not Oilas Riyah because then the Chagige wouldn't be better than Oilas Riyah. So Rabbi Yosi Glili holds that the oila b'sinai was an oila stomit. Rabbi Yosi Glili d'oma oila shekiv yisoban midbo oila stomit aboi. In Rabbi Yosi Glili says klor mei kore loy boi hefshit v'nituach l'psoiv boi hefshit v'nituach. This anya Rabbi Yosi Glili yoimer oila shekiv yisrael ba midbo ein etuna hefshit v'nituach. So we see klar that this svare that Abai said, it's not mestavo to say that an oilas tomid should be different halachas in certain times and it should be nishtana later. Rabbi Yosi Glili himself said it. So meila who could be Rabbi Shmuel also like that. So the Gemara says, sami mikan Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, you're right. So Rabbi Shmuel falls out. We can't prove anything from Rabbi Shmuel. It could very well be that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Let us see Rashi. Ochi Garsinim. Rabbi Shmuel, my time kamuk misleike beishame. Yisal kedaitach. Ochi pirushi. Labaye poch, domalel beishami Rabbi Shmuel, my time mukmas mala Rabbi Shmuel, the lake ilchese. Why did you say Rabbi Shmuel holds like ilchese the beishami bemokim beisilalayne mishne? Mishum de shamalay doma protus le nemre besinai, bekashaloch, isalke daitach elus tomidavoy, mika midi, mishimochi lavaloch lukmeke beishami, or Rabbi Yosef Lili, Shamed lay behead you domal el oilas tomid avoy, befer lohochi sheminim by oilas tomid the last pay hefshit v'nituach. So memele, so the Gemara says, same minay, that same mikan Rabbi Shmuel. Ein ochinami, from this no ray from Rabbi Shmuel. Boy Rav Chiste. Rav Chiste klar da shayle. This posik that is was b'yoyim achamishi haikro heichiksiv. How do we say pshat in the posik? The pasuk says, "Vayishlach esnari bnei Yisrael, vayalu oilis, vayizbuchu zvochim shlomim l'Hashem poim." That's what the pasuk says. Now, how do we learn pshat in the pasuk? Do we say, "Vayishlach esnari bnei Yisrael, vayalu oilis," period? And if we say oilis, period, so that means they were not the same behemoths that the zvochim were, so we'll say that the oilis were kvosim. Then it says, "Vayizbuchu zvochim shlomim l'Hashem porim." So the pasuk, that means if we'll make an asnachto after oilis, and we don't, it doesn't go together with the shlomim, so we will therefore assume that the oilis were kvosim and the shlomim were, and the shlomim says, "Klodi were porim." Eidume idi ve'idi porim have. No, everything was porim. The oilis were porim. The shlomim were porim. So the Gemara asks, "Lamai nafke mino?" What's the nafke mino? I mean, this was an historical event. They were makrim and oilis and shlomim. So what is the nafke mino for us now to know if it was kvosim or porim? It was a maisa shahoya. May the have. So the Gemara answers, "Mazutra oma lepisuk taime." No, you have to know how to learn the pasuk. That means if we will assume that the oilis were kvosim, so you have to make an esnachta. Vayishlach asnar bnei Yisrael vayalu oilis. Period. You have to make an esnachta. Then vayizbuchu zvochim shlomim l'Hashem porim. If we'll say that the oilis were also porim, so then you have to have a negine that will be mechaber vayalu oilis vayizbuchu zvochim, that it's mechaber the yalu oilis vayizbuchu zvochim, and then the porim will go on the oilis also. So the pisuk time, we have to know how to lane the posik. So it's negeya now. Rav Acher berei de Rava Omar, there's another nafkemina. Lo oimer, Harei olai oilo ka oilo sheikrivu Yisrael bamid. What if a person will make a neder? He wants to bring an oilo from the same animal that the Klal Yisrael brought an oilo bamidbo. So we have to know. My porim have, was it porim? Or kvosim have? Take, so we take, don't know pshat in the posuk. Let us see Rashi. Livsuke taime, benegines. In taimar shnei minim, if you'll say that the word shnei minim, tzrichato livse katam, shel bayalu oilis basnachtam, then you have to make an asnachta. Kameisha onu kairanoise, la meise by us, the negin is an asnachta. Oy bezokiv kotten, tam shemavse kadibo mimashalacho, then a negino that will show that it's two different inyonim. The imin echad hoya, but if both were porim, atzoich atolik roisoi beechad mishar taimim. So then you have to be kairei mishar taimim. She'ein mafsikin kegoin pashto oy revia. So you have to be mechaber the oilas to the shlomi. And then the Gemara says another nafkemin aloy marei olay oilo. Garcinim, like Garcinim Kaima, Mafkemina, Loimare, Loilo, Keoisoilo, Mayovi, so what does he bring? Porim, Oikvosim. His take, the Gemara remains with her take. Let us see Taisus. Idi, the Idi, Porim, Havu, but his thought maybe both were Porim. Alibe, demand the Omar, Oilusriya, Havoi. If it was an oilis riyah, idi v'idi porim have. So Taisvis says like this, alibe demanda oma oilis riyah havoi, so we zicha can say that it was porim. Vafilu lemanda oma oilis tamid, vafilu demanda oma oilis tamid, vafilu demanda oma oilis tamid, vafilu demanda oma oilis tamid, so where do we find a tamid that's brought from porim? The tamid is brought from kvosim. So Taisus says, "Koyde matan teira." So this was before matan teira. Shall porim? Before matan teira was porim. V'hoder ishtanu. Later, the tomid became nishtanu. K'moishen nishtanu min hefshit v'nituach l'Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Just like according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he says that the tomid changed. It's gabi hefshit v'nituach. So could be the tomid changed l'gabi the minim also. Before matan teira was porim, now became kvosim. So the Gemara says, "My nafke mino." What's the difference? Kloima my da have it. What? Why are you making a sugi out of it? What they were makriv then? It's past history. V'chein porich bepeire kame diyume gabi keitzed hilbishon. The Gemara asks, and the Gemara clears how the Seder Halbosha was by Aaron Abonov, and the Gemara asks the same kasha, I have a havel, l'may nav kemine. Period. Now, but Tosfos says, so we see l'chayre something that occurred historically, if it's not negeya bizmanenu, so the Gemara asks a kasha, may nav kemine. So Tosfos says, I have a different Gemara. Ubipsochim, gabi emuri psochim. The Gemara clears a shaila in Mitzrayim. What happened with the emurim? It says they ate the korban Pesach. There was no mizbeach over there. Nowadays, we're makter the emurim on the mizbeach. The Gemara clears, but what happened with the emuri psochim in Mitzrayim? The Gemara is a psoho sugya. So, the Gemara clears a shaila. It says that that if a shoyer will be oil on Har Sinai, so sokel there'll be a din skila, you kill the shoyer. So there the Gemara clears how many dayonim will you need to paskan achiyev misa by such a shoyer. By a share on this call, the Zedin Kemises Abaylim Kach Mises Asher. Here the Gemara clears a shaila, how many dayonim do you need? And forget, Asugye. So Tosfos, so Leiboy, there the Gemara does not ask, May the Havahabe? Shem the Sphere, La Lufe, Deiris Misho, because that Gemara is going, that we can learn out Deiris Misho. So Memele, so it's Yonegeya. But by the Zohar Perik Sheni B'Tainis, Kabi B'Meshim Esh Moshe Kol Yemei HaMeluyim Lei Porich Lei. There the Gemara asks, what type of begodim did Moshe Rabbeinu wear when he was Meshamish B'Mei HaMeluyim? It's also, why didn't the Gemara ask over there, my Davahava? Osam Nami L'Mizper Kroi. There you have to know Pshat and the Posik. Lefi sheloi metzino big day kuna rak la arno bonam. So big day kuna didn't wear him. So what did he wear? Va'oi dakati loi nischanchu abgodim. Bishaz di mei meluim, it wasn't nischanchu abgodim. The binin alayu azor. And azor wasn't yet. V'navke mino, so taka negeya lavid b'miluim, b'loi hazor's begodim. The Yalkut Yeshayo says that, the Rambam says that all the Kobonis, it says in Yecheskel, will be Nikrav for the Miluim of the Bayi Shlishi. So we have to know what kind of begodim he wore, and if we could derive from that you could use these begodim without Hazoyim. So it's something which is Negeya Lidoiris. So it's not my Behava Habit. Livsuke Taime. The Gemara said, Lamay Nafkamine, if there was, there were Makriv Porim or Kvosim, so the Gemara says, Livsuke Taime. Vloidomi lehei mikroi she'en lohem hechrem. Vloizlinim bosa psuke Taime. Hosam lemotzi koi rak lechad minayu, the ein mashmoi shteim shove. Avol hoche motzi koi litavayu. It's a very, very difficult Tosfos to understand what Tosfos is asking and answering. Vachsma so in Lev Rochov, he wants to say, Tosfos is asking as follows. There are five psukim she'ein lohem hechre. We don't know how to lane the psukim. There are words which you don't know if it goes on the previous inyan, it goes on the next inyan. V'loy azlinen boser psukei taime. So l'cheir the kasha is, we should go boser psukei taime. Is osam le'motzi koi rak l'chad minayu, de'ein mashmoi shteyen shove. So Taisvi says, it would seem that that's how he seems to learn. Here the Gemara klared a shayla, how is the posik read? Is the posik read with one hemshech, with one chibur? Or is the posik read, and then it's two psukim, like the, here the posik, you mafsik, and then you start again. That was the shayla by us. Over there, the zikha no shayla, because it's zikha to inyonim. It's two inyonim, that means that there it's zikha because it's either one way or the other way. That means it's, they don't go together. These words which we are mesupik goes either to the words which were said before, to the words which were said later. So Memele, no, the Shaila is how you make the Hefsik Tam. But the Zicha, a Hefsik Tam over there. So Memele, so that we know there's a Hefsik Tam will not help the situation. Because we know, however you'll say Pshat and the Psukim, that they're two different in Yonim, it doesn't go together. Here the Gemara says, I don't know Bechlal how the Pasuk is read. Could be it is one hemshech, or could be that it's behefsik tam. So here the Gemara says there's an afkamine. There I know klo that it is said behefsik tam, but I don't know exactly how to be miyaches the tevis. I think that is how he says pshat and tevis. Let us just start the next sugya. Nam hasam. Elu devorim she'ein lehem shio, hapeyo v'habikurim v'ro'oyoin u'gmilus chasodim v'talmud Torah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, kisvurim onu loymar, we were under the impression, ha'ro'oyoin ein loy shir l'maylo. There's no maximum shir. Avol yesh loy shir lemato, but there is a shir lemato. That means min ha'toyre. This Mishnah is speaking about min ha'toyre. So I was under the impression that min ha'toyre the zikha a minimum amount that the korban riyah has to be worth. Ad shebo Rabbi Shaya berebi velimeit horoyin ein loy shir loy lemalo veloy lemato. There's no shir whatsoever. Avo chachomim oimrim, horiyo mor kesef, vachagige shtei kesef. So l'cheire, poshi pshat is that, achsme, one of the mefoshim says, we heard before on the vov, we heard amachloikes by Shami and Beisilu, one is learning out from the Nesiim, one is learning out from Matzeres with Limudim, so it would seem that it's a Ernst Machloikis, that means it's, there are Limudim, how to learn out, you learn out from this one, you learn out from this one, so he was under the impression that it's a Deraisa Dike Machloikis. At Shebo Rabbi Shaya Berebi V'limit Haroyin Ein L'Shir Lo L'Maila V'Lo L'Mat, min HaTorah there's no Shir. So these drushes are only legabi the takona de rabbonim. Let us see Rashi, nan hosom b'meseches peye, apeye loynosna boy toiro shir. Afal pi shein le peye shir, nosna boy chachomim shir. Eches meshishim. Chen habikurim lekachta mereishes kol pri adoma v'loy nema kamo v'ro'oyoin lekamon meforish. Omar Rabbi Yochanan kisvurim ayinu leforish hayein lo shir dektoni hochein lam shir lamaylo sheyovi kamo sheyirtze. Avo lemato yesh lo yishir. Shulei livchois mimo kesev kemoi sheshoninu b'mishnaseinu. V'haynu, what Rashi explains, what did Rabbi Yochanan was under the impression, v'yine svurim d'shir d'yiraisu. We were under the impression that it's a d'yiraisu d'kishir. Ad shebo Rabbi Shai b'Rabbi v'limit, Rabbi Godel b'doiroi, v'limit shein lo yishir, loy lemato v'loy lemailo minatoyrom. Aber Chachomim, Kleima, Shir Mor Kesef, Shtei Kesef, Homa Bishneseinu, Beriye Bechagigim, Divri Chachomimu, Aber Omru, Chachomim Garsinu.